Yeah, and Olaf has like his gun. I'm sorry, dude. Freddy just fucking busted wind in this small room that we're in.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you? Hello, welcome to Game Droids. This is episode 16. I'm your host, as always, Chris. Also joined by Kolup, like always. And we have a new host today. Just gonna his first day, he's trying it new. As well, my friend Freddy. Say hi, Freddy.
Hello.
And tell us a little about yourself.
Oh man, I didn't expect this. Not much to say.
I'm surprising you.
I'm a pretty good. Oh no, I'm a gamer, not a good one, but I try. And it's kind of hard to get by with a really crappy TV, but I try. I do the best I can. So
you're still suffering with the non-HD TV?
Oh yeah, yep. It's terrible.
But see, the type of games you play though, I mean, it's not really affecting. I mean, you like RPGs, right? That's like your main thing.
Yeah, I choose RPGs over the regular games.
Lame.
But hey. I don't know. I mean, I like Call of Duty. I just suck really bad at it, especially with a crappy TV. So, I mean.
Call of Duty. Call of Duty lately has been pretty glitchy. Have you noticed that, Kolup?
Yeah, more so since they put the patch out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they had the javelin glitch before this latest glitch, which was basically you strap on Simtex and you run around, and as soon as somebody shoots you, you become, you know.
You die.
Yeah, you die, and everybody else around you dies. But this new one, it seems like it's only affecting Ground War. But there's two of them that I've noticed. There's one where it's unlimited ammo, and people could just...
go ahead. Sorry.
People could just shoot, like, fucking grenades after grenades after grenades, and it's just all you hear is thump, 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 thump.
No, not just grenades. Anything. Missiles.
Yeah, anything, yeah. Everything's, like, unlimited without reloading. So, you know...
I got an achievement. I mean, not an achievement, but what's that, noob tube? I got, like... I unloaded, like... I got the sawed-off shotgun attachment for my gun for that, because I just kept firing a grenade.
Uh-huh.
So, I guess I should be more pissed than I am at it, but it helped me get the shotgun, although it does suck.
Now, is that like every game that you guys play? Or
no,
or
no,
it's just
affecting like Ground War right now.
Oh.
And I just got an email.
Because I haven't come across that, because I haven't played that game like in a week, and when I played it like in a week, well, a week ago, and I only played it for like an hour. Before that, I haven't played it like in, maybe, I guess we would say two
weeks.
Well,
see, you've been missing out on all the glitching and stuff. I mean, it was pretty fun. Like, we got into a game where it was like everybody had it, everybody could just shoot unlimited grenades and stuff, and it was pretty fun. Don't get me wrong, it was fun. But
just
after like
five
minutes. Yeah, after like the first three games, dude, it's kind
of
like I'm getting over this already.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah, let's play a regular game, domination.
Well, just like most cheats, they're there for just they're for fun. They're not for playing the game. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, you know, like they're
exactly.
Like, oh, look what I could do, and then okay, let's play a game.
Yeah, so it was getting kind of annoying. But you know what's interesting is the way they do this glitch. I put a video up of what the glitch is or what it does or whatever. And one of the comments, one of the user comments, Mr. 123, Mr. Perker, Pecker? Is that what it says, Pecker? Pecker?
Or
right there. That doesn't matter.
Maybe, I don't know.
He says you have to have two people, one person with the hack and one person to, I guess, participate. And they open up like a custom game, but then they give everybody in the room the glitch. So if you're in this room with the glitch, if they decide they want to start banning these people, they might have to ban everybody who played in these games, which they're probably not going to do that because that's a lot of fucking people.
Well, yeah, because you have a lot of people who inadvertently get into the game without realizing it.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday we couldn't get into any Ground War games without, you know, having to play the stupid glitch.
Well, we played the one game that we thought was a game until the Ground War score went way above 200.
Yeah, and that was on Rust, and, you know, when you have 16 people on, like, a map that's, you know, the size of most people's backyards, it's,
Do any of your listeners know your Xbox Live names?
Yeah, I posted them up.
Oh, they posted up there? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I was sorry. I didn't mean to sidetrack. I just wondered.
Why do you
want? You ruined the show.
Yeah, you ruined the show. Get out of here.
Sorry.
Yeah, but, yeah, so it kind of sucks, though, that they give it to everybody. So, like, if they get caught, you get caught.
That's just not fair.
Yeah, it's a fucked up situation. But
they're going to have to patch it and just let it go because there's really nothing they can do unless they reset everyone's score, like, just reset everything.
Which I'm thinking they might do because I know some of these people are just doing that so they can rank up real fast. Like they just want to they want to have the fucking you know, they want to just prestige. Like they just prestige and they don't have anything yet, so they want to, you know, upgrade all their weapons. as fast as possible.
Pretty sad, I mean, because the point of that is so you can have bragging rights, right? I mean, so you can say, look, I got prestige. But when you're cheating, I mean, it kind of takes the fun out of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Well, I mean,
some people like to have, like the fun of hacking, though, more than
dumb.
The actual.
Another a lot of some of these other suggestions is that Infinity Ward should just have like a room that does that already, like kind of like a wacky mode.
Yeah, I was saying that yesterday. It shouldn't even count. You shouldn't even get scores for it. It should just be like if you want to just do it for fun.
Exactly. Yeah. All right.
VGAs. Have you guys seen those? Well, did you guys see it?
I started watching it. And I had to stop, dude, because the people were getting annoying. Like, all the celebrities and things. You know, like, people, you know, like, they don't really play games. They're just kind of there. Like, I know Snoop Dogg plays and fucking Jack Black and shit like that. They play. But,
I'm sorry. I cannot stand Jack Black. I hate that guy.
I can't either. That's why I don't want to get that guitar game.
He seems so phony to me. Like, I don't know.
I don't hate him. I don't love him either, but I don't hate him. I don't hate him like you guys hate him.
That's why I don't want Brutal Legends. That's why I'll never play it.
Oh, you know what? I hate him, but I'll play it just to see how it is. And if I can't stand it, like, the first five
minutes...
It's
Jack Black being Jack Black.
Yeah, but, I mean... What
but it looks like Meatloaf.
Meatloaf? It does kind of look like Meatloaf, huh?
You see how... Have you seen the movie Cable Guy?
Yeah.
How he is there? He's, like, the friend of that dude, Matthew Broderick or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's how he is normally. I think that's all, a show that he puts on. I don't think he's all, Mr. Goofy, rock out guy. I mean, he's lame.
Well, he's the entertainer, right? I mean, that's what
he's lame.
That's what he got to do.
I don't like him at all.
All right, yeah, I don't like the over-the-top Jack Black. But, he won that award for best voice, right?
Yeah, best voice in a game. I think they should have given it to Mark Hamill.
I agree with that.
The Joker's awesome.
Yeah, the Joker, that Joker voice is fucking... He actually had to perform that.
Who won the best voice?
Jack Black for Eddie Riggs, which is basically him, but in cartoon form.
I thought the best human male voice went to Hugh Jackman for X-Men Origins.
No, that was the best male actor or something or other. The best voice went to Jack Black, but the best male human something or other went to
Hugh Jackman. Yeah, the best performance by a human male, that's kind of redundant, isn't it?
Yeah, they just needed to give two awards out for some reason of the same thing.
Did he really smash his award, Jack Black? I mean, was that his...
No, it was best voice. He won for best voice. And then the other one's best performance by a human or female. So I guess one's like mocap. And then the other one's,
the
voice.
The female one?
The female one went to Megan Fox for playing herself in the Transformers game.
You know what pisses me off about that, though? You have voices that are generally not played by actors. You know, most video game voices are not played by big actors, but they give it to the big actors in these award shows just so they can pump up the ratings, which is a bunch of shit.
Either that or get more actors to join on the game.
Which is one reason, like, I stopped watching the VGAs. It's like, this is fucking shit, dude. It's nothing but a big-ass long commercial.
That was my first time watching that. Honestly, it sucked, in my opinion. I mean, there's more commercials than anything. I mean, it was... boring.
Yeah, it was a 2-hour fucking. It could have been condensed to like maybe 35 minutes, 45 minutes, but it was just like a 2-hour long fucking commercial.
Well, they gave Uncharted 2 basically every award.
I never even played that game.
Well, that's on a PS3 though.
Game of the year, ooh. Best PS3 game, best graphics. Which
wait, what's a PS3?
I think you don't have one.
Actually, yes.
No, if you're a host on the show, Chris buys you a PS3.
Exactly.
Did I tell you that?
But Colop ships it from New Jersey because he gets them real cheap.
Really?
Yeah. Game of the year for me was probably Batman out of that list. I would say. See, they have listed Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah, I have it.
Batman, Arkham Asylum. Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, and then Left 4 Dead and Uncharted.
You would
Call
give it
Duty
to Batman?
Is the game of the year.
I would give it to Batman over Modern Warfare.
Wow.
Yeah.
But what one if you had to choose if you had to choose one game between those two that you could never play again, what would you pick?
Oh, that'd be Batman.
Yeah, but Batman.
But story wise, like game of the year is like the game that I'll remember. 2 or 3 years from now. Next year, there's going to be another Call of Duty. And the year after that, there's going
to
be another Call of Duty.
That was a good game to play. I just recently passed it, and that was a great game. Maybe it was great because I didn't expect much from it, and when you played it, I was like, wow, that's a damn good game.
I like the best Wii game is Super Mario Brothers Wii. It's pretty much the only game that came out for the Wii last year.
Well, Mad World, Punch Out came out. Punch Out seemed pretty cool.
Yeah, Punch Out. Punch Out wasn't even as good as the original Punch Out. Which, what does that say? When the original game is 20 years older, is better.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see, what else do we have? Studio of the Year, Rocksteady Studios. That's the guys who made Batman. They won that award.
Yeah. That doesn't make sense to me either, though, because Uncharted 2 won Game of the Year, so shouldn't the studio that makes the best game of the year?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Uncharted 2 was supposed to be like the hit, right? Like it was the highest rated game the whole year.
Which one won the studio?
Yeah, it wasn't the best selling, though.
Rocksteady Studio, that's guys who made Batman.
Rockstar Studios.
Best shooter, of course, had to go for Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Right? Yeah, best shooter. See, best PS3 game.
Killzone
Uncharted.
Is for the PS3, right?
Is it? It is, yes. Yes. Killzone 2.
Yeah.
All right.
Killzone 2 was good, but it's not as good as Call of Duty.
No, there's hardly any games that are as good as Call of Duty. Halo, ODST, that shouldn't even be on the list. That game was crap, dude.
Is it? I haven't played it yet. It's on my list.
It was too short.
I have it, dude. I'll let you borrow it, dude.
You bought it?
Yeah.
Wow. Sure.
Yeah. I regret that purchase, I'll tell you that.
Well, if the game starts off good, then it just ends. You're like playing it, thinking, this is a pretty good game. Then it just credits roll up, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
What do you think
just
of
happened?
The
I just got
Reach.
Into the game, and it's over.
The which one?
Halo Reach.
Halo Reach.
Those are all Spartans, right?
Yeah, those are all Spartans.
A woman Spartan. No, I'm just kidding. You knew I'd have to say something.
Oh, you're chauvinist, dude.
I was like, oh, that looks like a... Oh, come on.
Just a dykey haircut. Freddy,
NHL
of course,
10 won best sports game of the year. I might have to see if I can rent that.
Freddy's talking about the
Halo Reach.
The Halo Reach premiere. The first gameplay. Did you think the graphics were improved?
They looked a little better, but you won't know until you play it. I mean, I could cutscenes and stuff like that.
Good example of that is Gran Turismo, the PS3, Gran Turismo 5. I was watching videos, you know, like the replay videos that Sony puts out, and those cars look fucking awesome, dude. Like, I was just like, oh, I need a cigarette after. You know, they just look that good. You know, they're fucking beautiful fucking cars. And then I saw a guy playing a demo of it online. He put some videos up. And they're HD quality, you know, they're just as good as every other video, and it looked like Forza. It looked like Forza 3. You know, and I'm like, okay, well, where's all the fucking shimmer and the shine and all this? It's like they doctor them up just a little bit, just enough.
Well, you remember when the PlayStation 2 came out, all the videos that Sony had about how great the PlayStation 2 was going
to
look?
Yeah, how it's supposed to look like Toy Story and
shit.
Like
that.
Well, I owned a PlayStation 2. I thought it was all right.
No, but with Sony, what they promised and what they actually delivered was two different things completely.
Yeah, I guess so.
I like how best fighter of the year is Street Fighter 4. Was there any other fighter that came out last year?
No, not really. Just all fucking PSP. Well, Blaze Blue and Tekken 6. And Tekken 6 was better than Blaze Blue. And Street Fighter, I would agree, was better than Tekken 6. And then the other one, Soul Calibur, but that's for the PSP.
Well, that doesn't count.
Yeah, that don't count.
The other Soul Calibur came out 2 years ago, which is way better than Street Fighter 4.
I haven't played any of those Street Fighter type games. They're not really my thing.
They suck.
I know I'd get a lot of grief when I say that. Sorry.
Well, Call of doesn't play. The only thing Call of could really play really good is either Mortal Kombat or Soul Calibur. This is two games that you can play.
Fighting game wise.
Then Peggle.
Peggle's awesome.
Well, it's funny, last night, real quick, when you got offline, I got up to go to the bathroom, and I dropped my controller on the floor.
Or the toilet?
I stood up. You remember when you got off, you said you're going to bed or whatever?
Yeah.
And we kept playing. Well, I got up to go to the bathroom, and I dropped my controller on the floor. So when I got back to playing, like, I couldn't, like, my aiming was way off, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I thought maybe I was just tired or something was wrong. Sorry. So I logged into Peggle, and my controller was going to the left on its own. You ever have that, like, controller break, and then it just goes wherever it wants to go?
Not that exactly. I've had it where I'll turn on, like, my controller's on the floor, and I'll turn on my system or console or whatever. This happened to me. Last time this happened to me, it was a Dreamcast. And I just turn on the console, and I guess the controllers, when the console boots up, it centers the controllers. So wherever your controller's pointing, if it's pointing left, that's where it's considered the center of the controller.
Alright.
So when you start the game, it's always leaning left. And there's nothing you can do about it. Well, you have to reset your system, and then it should work.
Alright. Yeah, I was playing Call of Duty, and, like, I had one match I died, like, 21 times. which is the most I've ever died in a match like that. And I couldn't aim. Like, I was shooting, it was way off to the left. And that's, I had to go out and buy a new controller because I broke my controller. And they're fucking expensive. They're like $50.
Yeah.
I got to figure out how to put that in there.
Oh, I was just going to ask right now. Do you guys know when that Project Natal? I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Natal? Project Natal? Yeah. It says Natal.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it.
But they pronounce it Natal. Yeah. Okay. That's supposed to come out next spring? This spring?
I have no idea.
Supposedly.
Are you guys going to get that?
I don't know.
I'm going to wait and see.
Yeah, me too. It looks cool, but...
Because my girlfriend that doesn't play games, she was like, I was thinking of getting the Nintendo Wii. I was like, no! If you're going to get anything,
stop!
Let me show you this. And well, I showed it to her, and she was like, that seems pretty interesting.
Yeah, see, they look like they're going to actually do what Nintendo was promising. Yeah. So, in that aspect, yeah. I mean, it looks like it's going to be like, but like for people like us, who play like fighting games and shooting games, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Is that going to be, you know, yeah, is it going to be really viable? Maybe it'll be in Halo Reach.
Be jumping over the couch, like if you're jumping over a warthog or something. I mean,
yeah.
It's going to go on there.
People play video games to sit down and play a video game. People don't play video games to run in place and wave their arms all over the place and move. You know, if the people want to do that, they would just go out and actually do something.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they don't replace the controller, I mean, because then they're going to lose a lot of people. I mean, because there's no way you could do anything like for Modern Warfare 2 that you can do by moving around like a monkey, you know? I mean, it's just,
Are you fucking have a gun stock in your hand and you're like aiming at the screen? No, no. Yeah, that wouldn't work very well. I don't think I would like that. I like to lay down and just look up at the screen and...
You'd be breaking lamps and knocking shit down. All you have
to do is play Call of Duty on the Wii and to see how bad that execution of that is.
No, but it's gonna, what they're aiming for is the Wii Fit audience. Mm. The people who like to use that, like, it's like an exercise device. So, like, that motion control, the Natal, they can look at you, and if you're doing, like, jumping jacks or push-ups or whatever, you know, your yoga, it can tell you, oh, you're doing this right, or you're doing it wrong, or you need to lean forward more, back more, you know.
Because even that Wii has a little platform that you stand on. That reminds me of that old-school Nintendo mat that you had to lie out.
Remember? Oh, yeah, like the track star and stuff.
Track and field. I remember that, yeah.
Remember
that?
I thought that was the coolest shit, dude.
When I thought it sucked.
I was like, oh, this is awesome. He's running. Like, the trick was just to tap your feet and not to actually run.
Yeah. Yeah, the trick was to use your hands. And now when you go to jump, you just lift your hands off and then smack your hands back down on it.
Man.
Those were the days, huh? Remember that gun for the duck hunt? A couple of those games, like an orange gun with gray. Awesome, man. Old school right there.
The old school
shit.
Hey,
Cola, how old are you?
29.
You're 29? Oh.
See, now you don't feel so old, do you, Freddy?
No, I don't. No, I still feel old.
That's kind of fucked up towards Call of
Duty. Oh, yeah, he's
well,
old.
How old are you?
I'll be 27 tomorrow.
He's old. An old bastard.
Yeah, I'm the oldest out of all my friends, I think. Oh, no, there's Robbie. Never mind. He's old.
Yeah, he's old. Oh, man. All right. What else was there? There was the other premieres they had, they had Batman?
Yeah.
What'd you guys think of that one?
Did they win anything at all?
They just won the Studio of the Year award. That was pretty much it.
But they didn't win Game of the Year, so it kind of doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Did you guys see the trailer?
Oh, that's the new one coming out, right?
Yeah.
I did see that.
What did you think?
They're in the city now. They're in Gotham.
Yeah, do you think it was too soon for Batman, another one already?
When's it coming out?
It says December 2009. I mean, 2012.
It's coming out this year?
I mean, 10. Why am I saying 12?
That's plenty of time. That's a year and a half away. I mean, that's a year and a half from the first one to the second one.
So, I don't know. I was like, but, you know, I did notice on the trailer, like, they had, like, they passed by this iceberg place, and I was like, that means the Penguin's going to be in there. And then, you know, then at the end, they have the Joker laughing with Harley Quinn.
Doesn't the Joker have long hair now?
In the newer series, yeah. Like, but this we're talking about video games here, not real life.
No, I'm talking about in the video games.
Not Heath Ledger.
Did they give him long hair?
No.
Not in the second one?
Not in this new one.
Was it? I thought I saw a preview. It looked like he had longer hair.
Oh, I don't, you know what? I seen he had like a more of a receding hairline. I didn't see his long hair.
Yeah, he looked all old and beat up.
Harley Quinn, though, I'd still tap that. I'm just kidding. Good gosh. They make those games. I'm just kidding.
Who do you think looks better, dude? Her or Poison Ivy?
I don't know, man.
I'm going to say Harley Quinn looks like her vagina stinks. I'm just going to go out there and say that. She looks dirty, dude.
Dirty, hell no.
She looks all dirty.
I want her dirty. I want her.
No, but
she would do some things.
She looks like she just rolls in the fucking gunk, dude. Ivy looks like she smelled like a flower.
Oh my goodness. Or fertilizer.
Had no shit. No, but in this trailer, you know, like they show like, you know, broken buildings, everything's falling apart. You know, I guess, you know, obviously the inmates escaped from Arkham, and they're tearing the place apart. And, you know, at the very end, they show the Joker, you know, laughing with Harley Quinn.
Hey, Kolob, did you play Batman?
He played like an hour. And
I played
on
PlayStation 3.
He hated it.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. I don't think it's worth $60 for a game that's what, 8 hours long.
I rented it. It was awesome.
So you probably didn't see that part with Poison Ivy.
No, he didn't.
Tell me the truth, Chris.
Kolob doesn't like girls.
Did you zoom in?
Did I zoom in? No, I don't have a zoom feature on my controller. Do you?
What do you mean?
You have a zoom feature?
No, I mean like how you click on the right joystick and it zooms in.
Oh, yeah. You mean like first person view? Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Okay. I was like, man, I know it's a game, but goodness.
Hot is hot.
Yeah, but just thinking about 6 months, you'll be able to buy Batman for $20.
But, you know, looking at the trailer, though, going back to the trailer, they show the Joker, and he has, like, an IV thing with blood.
Oh, hey.
And he's all fucked up, like, he has missing teeth, and, you know, he looks like he's dying. Pretty much from, like, if anybody who's beaten Arkham Asylum, you know that the Joker gets a transformation. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody.
Kind of looks like a teacher I used to have.
He gets, like, a transformation, and he Batman beats him, obviously. And I don't know. I don't know if he's even going to come back for the second game. I mean, obviously, he's in the trailer. So is he going to come back? Because I also heard – well, actually, I heard Mark Hamill himself say that this was the last time he was going to play the Joker.
Aww.
So, yeah, like, right, throw him $3 million and he'll play the Joker.
Yeah, honestly, I'm like, I hope they give him enough money where they like, just come back, Mark. Come on.
I mean, he's Mark Hamill. He sucks as an actor. He hasn't done anything since Star Wars. If you want to take any money, give him. Give him $20,000 and a biscuit.
How dare you? He's the Joker.
Yeah, he was a Joker
on the animated series. Yeah.
It's the same Batman too, right?
He probably made like $5 an episode for that. The kids' morning cartoon.
No, I'm sure he makes a lot more money than me and you will probably see in a while. If we ever even get that high.
Well, that's not true. I could win the lottery tomorrow. Just kidding.
I played today. I'm gonna watch the tickets.
They paid him in like pretzels and 7-Eleven gift.
Pretzels and beer. No,
How many parts?
If he wasn't coming back, I would hope they would at least get somebody who at least tries to sound like him, because that would be terrible.
No, I'm glad they at least picked Mark Hamill for the voice of Joker. I mean, he's the cartoon Joker.
When I imagine Joker in my mind, it's always
that voice.
Him. Yeah, yeah, and that voice. It's never like Heath Ledger did a good job in Dark Knight or whatever, but I think Mark Hamill's version of Joker is like the version of Joker that I always imagine.
Well,
as
Mark
Joker.
Hamill's going to be Joker in the next Batman movie now that Heath Ledger's dead.
Yeah. Have you seen Mark Hamill lately?
No, I haven't.
He's fat, dude.
Oh, really?
So what? You put a bunch of makeup on him, you do a little CGI.
a lot of CGI.
A little Photoshop.
Yeah, we'll spruce him right up. Any other premieres? Let me see. What else do we have? What other premieres?
They had, I'm trying to think of the
Star Wars Force Unleashed 2.
Oh, man, did you guys see that? That was awesome.
The only problem with that is it going to be longer than 5 minutes, like the last Force Unleashed?
Yeah, actually, I was surprised. Like, I liked the first Force Unleashed. I can't
say it. I'll say it for you, Chris.
Okay, go again.
First Force. Oh, no! It's contagious.
It's spreading.
The first Force Unleashed.
Yeah, that game.
Oh, I'll try to say that 5 times fast.
That one, I liked it, but I didn't think they were gonna make a sequel to it. And I kind of like how they made it fit into like the.
But did they kill off? What's his name in the end?
I haven't beat that game yet.
You haven't beat it yet, bro.
Ruined
it. It only takes five.
Well, no. There's two endings. There's two endings to that game. The first ending is he's dead. Hate to break it to you, Freddy.
Aww.
The second ending is he becomes like Vader. He replaces Vader. And then in the trailer, you know, they show him. He's obviously not all fucking beat up and cut up.
Well, technically, I mean, in the beginning of the first one, he kills him and then he brings him back, no? I mean, doesn't he?
Huh?
Doesn't he, like, break him through a window?
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
He pretty much kills him, no? And then doesn't he bring him back?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, in the trailer, you know, he's walking down and, like, you hear Yoda and you hear Vader's voice.
Like, he's being torn between what to do.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden a girl talks and then, like, everything drops. That must be his woman.
And then he fights something that can eat a Rancor for breakfast.
Yeah, no, that was what tripped me out, dude. Like, I saw, like, the Rancor just come out, like, and just... I was like, holy shit, this thing's like three times bigger than a Rancor.
That thing is huge. What is that?
I don't know. It kind of looks like a pig turtle thing monster.
No, I've read like six Star Wars books and
they never mention anything that's bigger than a
no.
See, I don't know. It looks like a gorilla.
Like a monkey.
Yeah. Like a gorilla with like tusk and pig. I don't know. But it is fucking humongous. And then in the trailer, you know, like he uses his, you know, obviously his fucking trademark lightning attack and shit like that. And he has two lightsabers, but they're blue, I think, in the trailer, right?
Yeah, it looked blue to me, if I remember correctly. Oh, yeah, they're blue. Both of them.
Yeah, we're watching it right now. As soon as we're describing it. But so does that mean he's on the light side, dark side, or is he torn between the two? And that's probably why the trailer is doing that, you know, Yoda and yeah, that makes,
yeah,
more, makes sense.
It's gonna
now
make you choose sides, like most of the games are doing now. You know, choose between good and evil.
But
know?
Like, if is this gonna be like accepted into the mythos as like official mythos? You know, like the first one, was considered official Star Wars lore, like part of the story. You know, this is gonna be branching off to a whole different thing, which is kind of like weird, I guess. I don't know.
Is Colop still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I hadn't heard you in a while.
He's fucking taking a nap. He's like, Star Wars.
You don't like Star Wars, Colop?
That's all right.
It's all right.
We had a whole episode about sci-fi.
Oh, yeah. That's not sci-fi. Yeah. That's real, man.
That's my life, man.
Star Wars coming out on Blu-ray.
What else do they have? They have Prince of Persia debut. Gives a shit about that. I don't care about that.
No, wait. Before you go on about that, how do you have an award for the most anticipated game? Can you imagine like if the Academy Awards did that for like the most anticipated movie of next year, and they could just give an award because it's anticipated?
Wait, which one won?
God of War 3. But it's still stupid to give it like is.
But yeah, but you know that game's gonna be awesome.
But who decides that though? I haven't played any of the God of War.
You play the first God of War, it's great. Then the second God of War is just the same game, and the third God of War is just gonna be the same game with updated graphics.
I have never played any of the God of War games.
The voting is on game trailers. They have like, you know, they have the VGAs, and then like vote for your favorite, you know,
no,
whatever.
How do you have an award for most anticipated games?
Well, they have people vote. They have like a list of the anticipated games of next year.
No, I mean, that shouldn't even be an award. Can you imagine an award show? Oh, the most anticipated movie for next year, and they just give out an Academy Award to staff and actors and everything for the movie that has not even come out yet.
Well, technically, it's not an award. It's more of like
recognition.
Yeah, exactly. Recognition.
It's stupid. I'll tell you what kind
like
of
a little kid.
Did.
He's over there folding his arm. It's
I
stupid.
Don't like it.
Yeah. I hate it. Get out of here.
This is what God of War is, the first two. You run around with your blades. You do the same thing to kill the same creatures over and over and over again. Then you have a boss battle where you have to hit timed buttons. Like, press X now. Oh, you know what I mean? Where it comes up on the screen and tells you what to press. And you
but
have
it
to
looks
press
awesome,
it.
Though. You forgot to factor in the awesomeness.
Yeah, but then you do it over and over and over again. Then there's like little puzzles. Like there's one where you have to lower a bridge and you have to like find the switch. And you're like running all over and it takes like half hour to find the switch. It's like, all
right, we get it. It's the same fucking thing.
Well, we all enjoyed Super Mario Brothers.
I don't know. I liked God of War. I liked the God of War series.
I can't say.
I want to play the third one. I'm tempted to get a PS3. Like I want a PS3, but I just don't want to spend the money on it.
You need the Blu-ray player, so you get the Blu-ray player with it.
All right, another anticipated games here. We got Spec Ops: Timeline.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, it's like a modern warfare game. I mean, there's a whole slew of them. There's that one. There's Medal of Honor.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the
Green Day Rock Band.
Boo!
I don't really give a shit about that. I saw that. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I kind of liked the first Green Day when they came out. Then it was just like, this is gay.
But what about Battlefield?
Battlefield looks like Medal of Honor. Like, the new Medal of Honor looks like Battlefield.
Which one's Battlefield? Yeah, but I'm probably going to get Battlefield.
Battlefield's a game where, like, you have, like, six... This is all multiplayer. It's a huge-ass match.
You can do tanks and fly planes and shoot on the ground. You can do all three.
Yeah.
But it never does any of the three of them really well.
Yeah, it does them good enough, so the game's kind of enjoyable. But not well enough where you can really get into it. Well,
yeah,
I can't.
You have people that, like, hate Call of Duty, and you're like, we play a... Battlefield, you can fly a jet and you can,
yeah, but
you
can't
can
hit nothing.
It's like, yeah, you can barely fly a jet and you can somewhat drive a car. And the first person is awful on that game. That's the worst aspect of the whole game.
Well, the Battlefield 1942 or 1945 or whatever it was, the one that came out on Xbox Live Arcade.
The one on the Xbox, even though it's a newer version, is basically the same as the one that was on the PC for 1942. It just doesn't have as many maps.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but it's not that good either.
Yeah, it's not going to hold you like Call of Duty will. Or any other game.
Problem with the game is, like you said, you can have 64 with 32 people on each side.
Mm-hmm.
That rarely happens. So you have these giant maps where you're running around with no one to shoot. You're just running along the island. It's like, where is somebody?
I wish I could find someone. I hate that. Like, you know they're on the other side of the island fighting for a flag or something. Yeah. And they spawn you on the opposite side, so you're running for, like, literally, like, 5 minutes, and then you get shot by a sniper, and then they respawn you again, and you're like, fuck this. I'm gonna stop fucking playing this goddamn game.
What game are you guys talking about?
Battlefield. All right. Another thing is, let's see. There's the new Crackdown 2. I don't really care for that
either.
I
didn't really like the first one.
Yeah, I didn't really like the first one.
I didn't play the first one.
It was basically Grand Theft Auto, but you can jump really high.
I think I played the demo.
Yeah, the demo was pretty much the whole game. Let me see. They have the new UFC 2010.
What's it called?
The UFC 2010 on this, or...
Yeah. I didn't really like the last
one. The last one was okay. You know what I didn't like about it, though? I know we talked about this on earlier shows. Was that, like, there wasn't that many fighting moves as... I mean, there was a lot, but it wasn't, like, as diverse as all the fighters are. Like, they only had, like, three or, like, six different fighting styles, and you could choose two between each character. So, you know, they only had those variations.
Is Kimbo Slice in this one?
Yes. And this is the reason I'll talk about this a little bit. I mean, I know it's kind of going off track, but if, you know, Kimbo Slice was on the Ultimate Fighter this year.
Kimbo got beat by a 5'1" white guy with pink hair. That should be the end of his Ultimate Fighter career.
Exactly.
Right there.
Exactly. See, Dana White told him that, you know, if we're going to see, he's going to prove himself in the UFC and da da da. Nothing against Kimbo. I mean, watching the show, he seemed like a pretty cool guy. But if he's in the game already, that means it's been out. He's been, you know, in the game for probably months already, which means that he had his contract way before the show was even over, which is fucking totally unfair to every person who was on that show, for one. And if they're going to do that, why the fuck did they even have him on the show, right? I mean, obviously just for money, and that's the reason they have him in the UFC.
With the show that was canceled that he was on?
What? What's that?
The first show he was fighting on got canceled.
Yeah. You know, not the first. You mean the first?
The Ultimate X or whatever it was called.
All right, enough about that.
I don't know much about Kimbo Slice.
Well, the
I've
best
seen
part was
him fighting on the street.
He fights this 5'1" white guy with pink hair, and the guy's maybe about 110 pounds.
Kimbo
gets knocked out by the guy, and it's like, dude, the guy's like, you're like three times the guy's size, and he just knocked you out.
Well, he didn't knock him out. He held him on the floor and just hit his head.
No, he didn't. He knocked him out. He hit him with the right hook. And Kimbo went down, and his eyes were in the back of his head. He didn't hold him down. He knocked him out with a hook punch.
Are you talking about the Ultimate Fighter or the X game thing he was on?
The X game thing. That was with the pink
hair. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I'll talk about the Ultimate Fighter, the show. On the show, he was demoted the first. Like, he was on the first episode. He fought in the first episode.
Oh, I don't watch.
And the guy just basically did a cross, which is where they lay on you and they hold your arms back. And he was just hitting him on the head, and the ref had to stop because Kimbo couldn't fight anymore. You know, when he's on the floor, he's like helpless. He's like a baby.
I don't watch that. I know the show. I never watched.
He's just a moneymaker. That's the whole point. I think that's the only reason he's on the UFC, and I think he's gonna get destroyed.
Dana White probably thought, oh, I'm gonna get a lot of money, like more money.
That's what it is. It's all about money.
He probably thought, oh yeah, he's really famous. You know, among people, like, I really don't give a shit about Kimbo Slice. I don't. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't. Yeah.
See. They have the Ultimate Warrior, and the only reason I mentioned this is I saw the trailer for it. And the Deadliest Warrior, not Ultimate Warrior. The Deadliest Warrior, like the TV show. And it basically looks like a Soul Calibur, but like PS2, if PS2 made a Soul Calibur. it's just crappy, dude.
Is it a PS2 game?
No, I'm pretty sure it's a PS3 game. Actually, it's just a debut trailer. They don't say what system.
Which one? Deadliest Warrior?
Deadliest Warrior. It's
that was a show?
Yeah. They pit like two unlikely fighters, so like they'll say like a Spartan fights a ninja, and then they'll see who wins. So I guess they're gonna have a game now to see, you know, but it's basically Soul Calibur is exactly like that already. They have, you know, samurais, ninjas, and all that other shit.
Best handheld went to GTA Chinatown Wars.
I don't play any handheld systems, so I can't even comment on that.
I've never played that one, so I can't tell you.
I have a DS. I haven't played that in a long time.
Did you guys see Mike Tyson?
Was that awkward or what?
Where?
On the VGAs.
Was he at the award show?
Yeah, he was on the award show. He looks
cute. What's he doing there?
He's kind of fat, dude. Like, he has a belly now. I feel bad for him, though, because his daughter died this year. So maybe that's the reason he's probably depressed and all that.
Well, he looks, did you see the documentary came out about a year ago?
Nuh-uh.
That's pretty good if you get you, if you've ever been a fan of Mike Tyson, like, because he's kind of fat in that. And he talks about how he lost his spirit and he didn't want to box anymore.
Douchebags that are on there with
exactly, him. That's another point. Those are Kolob's homies. That's from Jersey Shore. And he's from New Jersey.
Oh, they're Puerto Ricans or Cubans or Italians or something.
Yeah, they're fucking hardcore Guidos, dude.
Guidos?
What are you talking about?
The cast from the Jersey Shore.
Fucking douchebags.
I don't watch that.
But that's in your hood, dude. You should watch
I live that, so I don't want to watch it.
Is there a lot of people like that over there in Jersey?
Like what? I never saw the show, so I don't really. What are they like? They're like, yo, what's up? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, what you
exactly,
doing?
Exactly, dude. That was fucking. That was them. Are you sure you're Kolob's part of the show? Kolob's the guy on the stage who takes the shirt off.
That's more northern New Jersey, though. I think that's recorded up north, isn't it? Where is it recorded?
I have no idea, dude. Like I said, that's your hood, dude. It's not California.
Hey, Tony. Yeah. What are you doing? That type of Italian sort of thing?
Yeah, they're douches. That's all I wanted to say. I wanted to put that out there. They look like douchebags.
I don't watch reality shows, so I was just like, who the hell are they?
Douchebags.
And I hate them already.
Oh, man. Did you know they were handing out a...
They're the guy that you hate, though, that always gets the attractive woman because they like, and then they beat their girlfriend up and the girlfriend keeps going back to him. He loves me. He loves me. That's my idea of what a
bunch of dumb broads.
He loves me. He knocked my teeth out, but he loves me. And they keep going back. It's like, what
the fuck? Yeah. Let me see. Is there anything else worth mentioning about this train wreck? An award show?
Yeah. That was just sucked.
Best 360 game one was Left 4 Dead 2.
Left 4 Dead 2? You're kidding, right?
No. I think out of the list they have here, they have Batman Arkham Asylum, ODST, Forza 3, and Left 4 Dead 2.
Left 4 Dead 2 is like the worst on the whole list.
I think out of all those games, I think Forza 3 probably should have won that for best Xbox game.
Well, Batman can't win that for... Batman can win best multi-platform game. He can't win a best 360 game.
Exactly, yeah. That's what they should have had. How come they don't have that category? It's not here, dude.
Well, they had to make room for the most anticipated game.
Exactly.
He has issue with that one.
He goes to bed all angry. Most anticipated game ever.
Well, I'm going to go see Avatar at midnight, and that's a change of subject.
They have commercials on game trailers for that. And I swear to God, dude, I don't even want to fucking play the game now out of spite because of the every fucking video has that damn commercial on it, dude. It's like, play the Avatar.
I don't like the faces on those damn things.
The blue people?
Yeah, what the hell is that? They're like cats to me. I don't like cats, and I have one.
I'm scared of cats. See, best PC game, Dragon Age Origins.
I haven't played or bought a new PC game since 2004.
Plants vs. Zombies, Left 4 Dead 2. I think Left 4 Dead 2 probably should have won that for best PC game. Not best Xbox game.
I don't really like the Left 4 Dead at all, to be honest.
Me neither, but I know there's a lot of people who do. Just like, I don't like Final Fantasy, but, you know, it has this rabid...
How dare you? Blasphemy.
It has this rabid fan base, you know? I know it's a good game. I just don't care for it.
Like, Left 4 Dead?
Yeah, Left 4 Dead. Same thing for me.
Honestly, I stopped at Final Fantasy VII.
I tried to play Final Fantasy VII because it's downloadable in the PlayStation Store, and I got about an hour into it. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Oh, no.
All right, best RPG. The nominees were Borderlands, Demon's Souls, Dragon Age, and Mario and Luigi's Browser.
Borderlands is awesome. I like Borderlands.
Borderlands is okay. Like, I like the shoot. It's like Call of Duty, but
I've not played it.
It's like Call of Duty. Like, it plays like Call of Duty, but it's more like Fallout.
More like, cartoony. Like,
yeah, it looks like a cartoon. The thing I don't like about it, though, is like when they give you missions, they're all just like, here's the mission. And it's just kind of like, it's like a list of things you have to do. So there's no real story involved. It's just kind of like, okay, go do this. Go kill this guy. And from what I played, it's all pretty much the same thing.
So there's no story.
Yeah, but you haven't gotten far enough into it yet, though. It gets better as you get into it.
Is there a story, or does it just get harder? Because from what I can tell, it just gets harder.
It gets harder, but there is some of it. Like, that woman that keeps coming up on your screen. I don't know if you noticed her. Yeah, she's basically a story. I mean, it gets better. There's one part in the cave, which I think is the best part of the game so far, but you haven't gotten there yet. Because I think the best part of Borderlands when we were playing was I forgot how powerful I was, and we got to the first boss, and you're getting ready to kill him. You're like, getting ready to fight him, and I shot him once and killed him. Because I had leveled up to, like, level 30.
You bastard, yeah. That's like, dude, the first time we played, we go to the first boss.
I had already been playing at this point.
Yeah, so and Olaf has, like, his gun. Him. I'm sorry, dude. Freddy just fucking busted wind. In this small room that we're in.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Anyways, let's go on from there. The fucking... We go in, call out fucking kills the guy, yeah, like, one shot, dude. Pretty much sucking up all the fun I was going to have.
Pretty well, sad over I had leveled up and I'm in your game, so... Well, because when I first played the first boss, it took me about 10 minutes to kill him. So the first boss is like... You know, he says something and he jumps off the podium. So I'd line up to shoot him and I blast one bullet and he falls over.
And then I'm
and
like,
I pretty much ruined it for Chris.
You know, yeah, it's funny because like I ran around trying to flank him so, you know, we could kill him as a team and, you know, Call-Up just pretty much just shoots him like twice.
Which game?
Borderlands.
Oh.
Yeah, I had leveled up at that point. So I was like, I don't know, 10 times more powerful than Chris.
Let's see here. Best graphics, Uncharted. I agree with that. I've seen from the videos, it looks fucking bad. It looks pretty sweet. Best performance by a female.
I don't know if I agree with that.
You know, best performance by a female, and they have Eliza Dushku, as Ruby Malone from what's that one fucking game? The one where the chick she kills everybody.
Kill Bill?
No, it's like Kill Bill. Fuck, dude, what was that game?
What?
Wet, exactly. Yeah, there it is. Wet, that game.
And I like Wet.
I think I liked it. I thought it was pretty fun. I actually played through the whole thing. And
I only played the demo.
Megan Fox. I mean, it's Megan Fox, right? She basically just did Transformers. I mean, and I think that's the reason she won because it was like she's more popular than Eliza. But I think Eliza did a pretty good job in that game. All
right. So basically, it's a popularity contest.
Yeah.
It's high school over again. Goddamn it.
Best DLC, Grand Theft Auto Ballad of Gay Tony. I agree with that 100%. I just finished playing through that. That game is fucking awesome.
It's good?
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. It's like, because Lost in Damn's good. Like, it's okay. But Ballad of Gay Tony is fun.
Oh, really?
Where, like, it's like San Andreas used to be fun.
Oh, yeah, San Andreas is awesome.
Yeah, so you don't have your friends calling you every 5 minutes. Hey, let's hang out. You know, you don't have these high maintenance pretend friends.
Yeah, that was annoying.
That fucking bug the shit out of you. And they give you a lot of freedom just to go do whatever the fuck you want. And just every mission is like different. And, you know, you're always doing something cool and different. So, yeah. And then most anticipated game award goes to God of War 3. BioShock 2, Mass Effect 2, StarCraft 2, and God of War 3.
StarCraft 2 is the most anticipated game.
I would say Mass Effect 2.
Nah, StarCraft 2. People were waiting for a sequel to StarCraft for like 15 years.
I never even heard of StarCraft, honestly.
It's like super popular online game. It's a RTS.
Oh. Well, the one I'm anticipating is Mass Effect 2.
Yeah,
that
me too.
Bad.
I didn't like the first one that much. I don't think.
How dare you?
Dude, you don't like shit.
That's a good game, man.
That is a good game.
I didn't like it. I don't know.
It reminds me of like Knights of the Old Republic. I take it you don't like that one either.
No, I like Knights of the Old Republic.
Well, you like that and not like Mass Effect 2 is.
I just
well,
didn't like the way it was laid
similar.
Out. Just I read the book, like the book, the prequel to Mass Effect. Uh-huh. I don't know. I just was expecting more from it after I read the book.
Well, that's just like a movie then. Like, you know, when you read a book and then go watch the movie about the book, the movie's never as good as the book was.
Well, it depends on the book, because The Shining was a pretty good movie. It might have been better than the book.
I've never read the book.
Me neither. I don't read. I don't like reading.
I
it gives
Star
me
Wars.
A headache. I think that's pretty
best,
much it, huh?
Best arcade game. What were the nominees? There's South Park 1, but...
Of what?
It says best SBL arcade game.
Oh, I think that should have went to Trials HD. I forgot which one won. Do you know which one won?
South Park? Yeah. They're just giving it away to things people recognize. That's why they have actors winning instead of the people
yeah,
who do voices
that's what it
for
seems
a living.
Like.
South Park won.
It's like gamers didn't choose like the winners. It was like people were like, oh, I recognize this. I'll choose this. You know?
Like, just general, the general public.
Yeah, I mean, retarded.
Well, like we were saying earlier in the show, that fucking the whole VGAs was basically a big 2-hour long commercial.
So we're on the same boat in saying that. VGA
yeah, well, which one was your favorite XBL game of the year?
So far, I guess I'd say Batman.
No, Xbox Live Arcade game.
Oh, Xbox Live Arcade game? Peggle. But I don't know if that's from this year or last
that's
year.
That's
like
2 years
See,
ago.
Was Peggle
2 years ago? Holy monkeys.
Was it 2 years? It hasn't been that long. It was this year, wasn't
it? Well, I haven't really downloaded any new games, so I wouldn't really...
Well, you don't play the demos at all? I always play the demos.
Not recently, no.
I'm trying to think of what recent game I played that I could really...
Mine was Trials HD, or Marvel vs. Capcom 2 came out this year.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
So, I don't know. If it was original game, then Trials. But South Park? Nah. I'm going to download it today. I haven't played it. I'm going to be honest. I haven't played the Xbox Live Arcade one of that. But I don't think they probably should have won. Maybe Shadowplex even. Shadowplex came out this year, too.
Oh, I played the demo. That was good.
Yeah, it was like a side-scrolling shooter, kind of like a Contra.
What was that one that was like Unreal that came out? I have that. I downloaded it.
That was Shadow Complex.
It was first-person shooter, right?
Oh, no. That's... Bionic something. I don't know.
That was pretty fun.
It was kind of like a Halo. Like
if you don't have Unreal, since Unreal didn't come out for the 360 yet, that's pretty good. Although Unreal 3 was garbage, but that's different day, different subject for different day.
I guess we'll wrap it up right here where we've been on for 47 minutes. I want to thank everybody for coming in, joining us for this episode of Game Droids.
Thank you.
Visit our website at GameDroids.com, and you can email us at GameDroids@live.com.
Yes, and American Werewolf in Paris is on Blu-ray.
You have to throw that in London. That's an inside joke, dude. Fucking intros to Blu-ray every fucking episode. Alright, we'll see you guys next time.
Smoke a generic cigarettes with leather gloves so my hands don't sweat. Target comes rolling on in. Relaxed, focused in. I rattle off about 15 rounds. I'm using a silencer.